Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We want to consider a text from Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 verse 38. Luke chapter 10 verse 38. We're reading all the way to 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? But bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that part which is good, which shall not be taken away from her. Let's read a verse 42 together. One go. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Praise the Lord. One more time, shall we read it again? But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Praise the Lord. We are talking about kickoff part 4. Kickoff part 4. Please take your seat. This is a new year. You and I need to kick off our year with the right mindset, with the truth, with the right principles, so that the year will pan out exactly for us the way God wants it to yield unto us. Many a times we start the year and we are encumbered with many things, like Martha. But some things are more needful than other things. Some things have more critical, crucial value than some other things. Here we see Jesus entering into the home of Martha. The scripture actually said it was a village, and Martha received him into her house. It is very interesting to me that by the time this whole scenario fully unfolded, the person that received Jesus in the house was not the one with the greatest benefit. The Bible said that Martha had a sister called Mary who sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. She was busy with much serving. And to the fact that, or to the point that she came to Jesus and asked Jesus if he did not care that her sister Mary had left her to serve alone, and that she was requesting for Jesus to ask Mary to come and help her to serve. Then Jesus threw the bomb. He said, everything you are doing shall not be discarded. But it's like you are too busy serving. At this particular moment, service is not the most important thing. But Mary has chosen the one needful thing. Tell somebody there's one need for a child of God. And there are many other things that you can do and get But one thing is needful. Tell somebody one thing is needful. Jesus said, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away. So, what is needful is part of many things. It takes or requires an intentional choice to focus on what is needful. And for a child of God, in the church and in the world out there, there are many important things, but it takes an intentional, deliberate, spiritual decision to choose what is needful amongst the lot. So we are always presented with options. Say options, opportunities, chances. But when it comes to Jesus, one thing is needful. And he says that Mary has chosen what is needful. Now, two sisters were in the house. And they were all doing what naturally we will say are beneficial in hosting a guest. Martha was in the kitchen cooking, making sure that the cuisine is well. You know, it's tasty, spicy, and it smells good. I mean, when you want to treat a guest to a good hospitality, food is important. Is that not so? And the food will not make itself. Somebody has to make it. So most of the time, people who don't know how to cook, they run away from the kitchen. And they do some things. So it looked like Mary was behaving like one of those people. Running away from kitchen, you know, service and all of that. But she sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to the word. The insight from this test is that sometimes we can immerse ourselves in kingdom service and we have left focus on Christ. We can adopt a secondary service, secondary role against a primary requirement needed for you to be useful in the kingdom and useful to your God. So even though everything Mary was doing was great, she was serving. Say service. And in this church, we really, really encourage people to serve. But look at something that is greater than service. Jesus is saying that, Mary, you are too busy serving. Martha, you are too busy serving. If you have not made time to sit at my feet, sit in my presence, and soak from me my word. That is to say that, it is possible to be ushering and you don't have a personal connection with Jesus. It's possible to be leading praise and adoration here. And I'm sure that you came here right from the kitchen of busying about. Busying about with the lyrics of the song, the arrangement of the song. But you really didn't take time to sit at the feet of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to commune with him, to receive a word and refreshment to come and minister. All you wanted to do was matter, to minister to Jesus without sitting at his feet and waiting on him for a word from him. You can be a pastor and you are so proficient in speaking, in preaching. You are so skilled and experienced that you won't wait upon the Lord. You won't sit at his feet. So when you listen to the preaching that sometimes goes around and comes around, you will see the water bottle. You know, water bottle is a preaching topical. Yeah, the topic is not the issue. It's the content of the preaching that is the issue. Oh, you don't see the water bottle in the Bible? It's in the Bible. When Abraham sent Hagar away, he gave her a water bottle. Yeah, to sustain her for the road. It's a nice preaching. Yes, sir. Then dry bones shall live again. It's a nice preaching. Blind Bartimaeus. It's a nice preaching. Woman with the issue of blood. Very nice and powerful preaching. But you will find out that a preacher called by God must have preparation before the Lord. So for preparation in the word, study to show yourself approved. It's 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. Unto God, as a workman that needed not to be ashamed. So it is required that, you see, you don't just come and preach, oh, because maybe we are doing series and you know your left from your right. This message, you can preach and preach and preach and preach and preach, and the church will sing. Because it's from kitchen to the Lord. It's not from the Lord to the kitchen. Just look at the relationship. Martha is doing kitchen to Jesus. Mary is doing Jesus first, service second. Martha is doing service first, Jesus second. So you can see that their focus is different. Whereas Martha is using her service as an indication or expression of her spirituality. Like many people in church, I attend church, but you really don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. I attend church, but you don't have a personal connection. You don't have a seat at his feet. And you are not used to sitting until you soak his word. Until you hear his voice before you make a move. You are just interested in moving and moving and moving, and all you try to justify your movement is, I am moving for him. But you find out that even though it's not bad to do that, Jesus is not interested in that. I am serving for him, but I don't pray. I am serving, but you know, you can serve and end in somebody who is not your husband's bed. Yeah, you can even serve and end in the bed of the pastor. It's part of the service to some people. It's a direct service for direct impartation. Because the pastor is stressed. The wife is not attending to him. Then you now begin to feel like, Charlie, it's part of my reasonable service. When you don't have connection at the feet of Jesus and his voice is not in your ears, it will look palatable. It will look attractive. It will even look like that's a real service you should offer the pastor. I say, pastor, no, say, no, okay, can see so. Calm it down. And really, by the time you know, without that proper connection with Jesus, you'll be encumbering. That's why in the temple, in the Old Testament, in the temple, there were temple prostitutes. Yeah. All they were doing was servicing people in the temple with sex. So when the Bible now talks about offering your body as a living sacrifice, and there is foundation to that statement. Because there are some people, they only prostitute amongst the classy people in society. Politicians, pastors. Am I preaching? And some of them is just their service. Like, okay, if I will give the music leader sex and I can sing for the Lord, am I not serving God? Charlie, when I sing to his powerful. So you now console yourself that something must give. So I give away. Enter any Bibian Yadema Yankupon Ojio. Yeah. So just for us to laugh and all of that. But the point is that when you lose connection at the feet of Jesus and you lose connection of his voice in your ears, you have to be careful with whatever you are doing that makes you justify that it's okay. Let's read it where Jesus said, oh, please go back to my original text. When Jesus said, how I want to do. Yeah, 41. And Jesus answered, can we read it in the message? Thou art too careful and troubled about this ushering. You are not praying, but you are troubled about ushering. We want ushers who have sat at the feet of Jesus, heard the voice of Jesus, and whilst they are praying over the chairs. What tenants now will cocoa? Na ya. When go piles. It will vanish. The master said, Martha, dear Martha, you are fusing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Tell somebody that compared to what is important, whatever you are doing is nothing. Hey. Tell somebody, first things first. And tell somebody, do you know that you can go and prostitute and bring the money to God? And it's nothing to God. But is it bad to bring money to God? And as when you skakra from wherever you got it from, is it bad to say to God, this is your portion? Is it bad? But oh, say it, dear. That's a message. Can we look at the ESV? He said, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Look, if you have not found your personal connection with Jesus, you are just lost in many things. I'm working to put food on the table. Waira, I like to say it like my friend said, Waira. Are you here with me? It's like you are acquiring knowledge to whatever. If you are not moving from the feet of Jesus to do that thing, if the feet of Jesus and the voice of Jesus is not driving you to do that thing, you are going to acquire that knowledge and you are going to be very puffed up. Because until your origin is properly determined, your destination is in jeopardy. Point is, what is the purpose for doing the things you do and for getting the things that you get? If Jesus is not the sole purpose of that, or not the primary purpose of that, then it is known as nothing, even though you are busy with many things. That's why we can preach, and in the end, the Lord will say, I did not know you. Even preaching his name, he said, yeah, you preach in my name, but I did not have a relationship with you. Anybody at all can preach in the name of Jesus, including not fake pastors. So you are a genuine pastor, but you just are not born again. You are a genuine pastor. It's not everyone that Jesus will tell that thing is a fake person. No. Some people are really genuine, but they believe Mary more than Jesus. They believe Pastor Francis more than Jesus. They didn't have Jesus, they had Pastor Francis. So to kick off your year, you have to make sure that you can't, you see, you can't start a football match without placing the ball at the center where the kickoff takes place. We have never seen a kickoff start from where the goalkeeper is before. In modern day football, it has to be at the center. If Jesus is not at the center of your life Every starter is seen as you are just busy doing many things that will amount to what? Nothing. It's a false start. Please ask somebody, are you Martha or Mary at this moment? Be very truthful because we are sitting in the presence of God. Are you operating as Martha or you are operating as Mary? It started the year now. You didn't start with Jesus. You started with vacation. But vacation ain't your bad. Is it bad? Every one of you need it. This year you have one in Jesus' name. Yeah. It started the year now. If, you see, when your starting point is wrong. When your starting point is wrong. When your motive is wrong from the beginning. When the drive is not correct, you can have accident too. Yeah. Sometimes you see some people, their car is, if it's automatic, is at gear, maybe drive, and they are trying to start the car. And then the car refuses to start. Or behaves some way. You don't understand. You need to put it on parking. To start, like if your whole life will not be well if you don't start well with Jesus Christ. I can be preaching, people will be blessed. But Paul said that I will be cast away. So I say, hey, I say, my yesterday says, me preaching in a miria, nyami on famine sin chain. Yeah, you can be seen. You can teach people how to be spiritual, and you yourself, you are carnal. You are a signboard. Have you seen some of the destinations you get? The signboard that showed you where you are going, you never got there. 10 right, 10 left, 10 right, 10 left, go straight, blah, blah, blah. But not the encore order. The signboard has never gotten to Chichire before. But it can lead you all the way to Chichere. Say, God, I beg. Have mercy on me. Are you here at all? Tell somebody, pay attention. Pay attention. So Jesus is saying that you can be in the kingdom and service is great. But service starts from a relationship with Jesus. It must start from one. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, having Jesus, loving to have Jesus, loving to have his presence with you, loving to just, which is Shanenan Temuho, what Tenenaya Seho, what Naya Sehaya Metana, Ahaye. You're dead there, and you are functioning from there, not from some remote place. To where Jesus is. That's what a lot of people are trying to do. I will bring my offering. But you really don't have a relationship with the Lord of the offering. You're doing everything that is right. But if its starting point is not Christ that has consumed you, then it is equal to nothing. The Bible didn't say it's wrong. It said it's nothing. That simply means it has no value. Don't add any value to your life. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Are you here with me at all? Are we going somewhere? Is a scripture coming out for you? And the Lord answered him, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled. Please go back to the King James. Anxious and troubled. You are doing too many things. You are generous, but you don't spend time with Jesus. You keep the church clean, but your life is not clean. You're only clean from the word, the washing of the word, and with water. You see, you can just go a whole year and you don't read your Bible. And Jesus is the word. can go a whole year and you don't listen to gospel music. And Jesus is the word we sing about. You are more familiar with Shatawale, with Beam, Stone Boy, more familiar with, you know, all the secular people. They are more in your voice, and their message is in your voice. Nyamine shiraye na shiwo, a gospel song na edia shiwo ka lyrics and all. Nanka nyamine shiraye ndi enka ndi e says what the Bible kakra na akutie na odebe ka o se ashiwan enu no wa dream mo. Ask somebody whose voice is in your ears. Is the voice of the Lord in your ears more than any other voice, or more voices are in your ears than the voice of the Lord? So let's see what Jesus says should happen. Jesus said one thing is what needful. Now, Jesus had already said that you should have one eye. Focus. You should have what? One eye. Say, so you can't use two eyes to look into one bottle. So you should not be distracted as a Christian. It should be very clear to you what your primary posture and primary conviction should be. That I do everything to hold Jesus in my life. I can forsake the kitchen and the complaints of people like Martha. She went straight to Jesus and complained. Ain't he? I could drop by your way and from who on? See, oh. I know, Kasasa. This is all the people that you have accusations for. And you think that God does not even see them well, eh? Be very careful. Because some of them, the kind of personal relationship they have with the Lord. Now, it makes you very unattractive. When you see, service can make you very proud. As if you know the Lord. Yeah. Because I am serving, I'm doing things. I try to interpret my spirituality in the things that I'm doing for the Lord. But I really don't have the Lord. But your contemplation, your focus should be that you should have the Lord first. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so you are complaining about this one, complaining about that one, complaining about this, complaining about it, complaining about it. Look, you need to have the Lord first. God first. Seek ye first. First, the king and his kingdom. And all other things shall be. You see, you can be praying to God for other things. But God is not the focus of what you are trying to get. So I'm getting the money, or I'm getting the marriage to prove to them, say, no, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. David, tell somebody you have to live for him. Live for him. Tell somebody, live, exist for him. Exist at his feet. Praise the Lord. If you're a child of God, your wealth is sweeter, smells nicer, shows up glorious when it is laid at the feet of Jesus. Especially when you are happy to forsake the wealth and sit at the feet of Jesus. Look at this young rich man that came to Jesus. He had everything. And he said that, Lord, show me how to be saved. Jesus said, no problem. You can have the wealth and you are not saved. But I want you to forsake the wealth and come and have me. He said, hey, Ed in there. When you have Jesus, nothing is difficult for you. In the kingdom, nothing is, you will sacrifice anything, because see, Jesus is the only thing that satisfies the soul, satisfies the heart, satisfies the human spirit, satisfies your mind. Give me Jesus. You can take the whole world, give me Jesus. When you have Jesus, you have the full package. But if you have every other package and you don't have Jesus, then it becomes very difficult for you to maintain your salvation. Because many people in church will interpret the quality of their salvation and relationship with the Lord in things, in material things. But you see, Jesus was in a house where these things were. The food was in the house where Jesus was. Are you with me at all? So Jesus doesn't hate cooking or food or money, serving and all that. He doesn't hate it. He's actually going to eat. He's going to spend the food that is made in the kitchen. But he's telling us that even though he doesn't hate money, if you don't prioritize well, he will use whatever he will use, but you will miss whatever you have to get. So we will be here, and some will be wealthy, and some will not be wealthy. Some too will be wealthy and go to hell. And some will not maybe have much and go to heaven. But what Jesus is actually very interested in doing is that he wants to reward you here and there. But for you to be rewarded here and there, one thing must be needful. Jesus must be the most important thing in your life. Not your marriage, not your children, not your job, not your life, nothing. Jesus first. Including me. That is preaching. If Jesus is not the most needful thing in my life, a time will come, I will prioritize my wife over Christ. My children over Christ. Are you here with me at all? My whatever over Christ. My money over Christ. My relationships over Christ. My image, integrity, whatever, dignity over Christ. That's when they ask you, is Jesus the way, the truth, and the life? And then you say, there are other ways. Which other way? There's only one way. That way is Jesus. Because I'm not looking forward to pleasing social media followers or, you know, being in everybody's good books. When you are not at the feet of Jesus hearing his voice, the truth becomes very relative to you instead of absolute. Now, first service, let me be so almost say, it's an alcohol lesson. It's a major contention. But when the Bible says that do not get drunk with wine, wherein there is excess, but be drunk with the Holy Spirit. He says that if we are not having an explicit answer from the test of the letter, the Holy Spirit in you should be able to give you balance. That is there any time that the Holy Spirit will be telling you that, Charlie, Holy Spirit can tell you that, Charlie, go drink water. Like the last time I was ministering to one lady and I said that, God says I should tell you that, don't eat past this time. Question I want to ask you is that, is there any time the Holy Spirit will ask you to drink alcohol? He can ask you to drink water, but is there any time Holy Spirit will say, oh, drink vodka kakra. Chakakra, red wine, alcoholic red wine, chakakra. Wunti, ena wunsa bronti. Ya ye bia, ye non-alcoholic, so that you still have the taste. Do you understand? God, I beg you. Hey, what did it? When it's yours, praise the Lord. Please note that we are not talking about Martha being an unbeliever and Mary being a believer. These are sisters in one house, in one kingdom. We are talking about growth. What are we talking about? Growth. When you come in the Lord, into the Lord, you are likely to have a path that is a martyr path, you can miss your alignment, can miss your path, and you are in the house. But you have missed your way with the Lord. Are you here? You see, Jesus is part of your thinking. I'm cooking for him. But you are not following the perfect will of God. You are following something that is permissible. At this moment, Jesus said, I wish you be sitting at my feet. You are the kitchen. Meanwhile, the kitchen is not bad. It's allowed. Somebody comes, I want to marry you. Marriage is good. It is God who has brought it. It's in the house. It's part of the house. Question is this the person God wants you to marry based on how he's engineered your life to be? Or you just want to marry because marriage is the next thing on your table? So many permissive. You got a job. A job offer. In Minnesota. Where ICE is going to shoot somebody to die. Then the pay is very big. It's still in the house. It's a kitchen matter. Are you going to be at the feet of Jesus, where he wants you to be, doing what he wants you to do, even though it doesn't look very ish? Or you are going to be in Minnesota. What is the point? You can be in the house and miss it because you are functioning in a way that is secondary than primary. Cooking and getting busy with things that people can clap for you. Hey, you see, nobody will clap for Mary for, they say, again, you will name Yesu Naya Siti now. She has skill in sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing his word. Wow. I wish to learn how to be like that. Who learns how to sit? Who learns how to listen? But people who go to culinary school, is that how you call it? Yeah, culinary, just learning how to cook. Cook one, cook two, cook three, cook four. Then you come and just do aspersion, cast aspersion and cast insinuations. Because it's annual, so there are things that will clamor for the applause of men, but you have still missed it fully. And this year, may you not miss it, even though it's a good thing. That amen is not strong at all. As for an unbeliever, they can miss it with wrong things. But the danger for a believer is that a good thing can make you miss it. Hi. Look at the sheep that got lost from the sheepfold. The Bible said that sheep, it was part of a sheepfold. Then the issues of life, just say, it saw some green pasture somewhere. Then, phew, its attention move from the direction of the shepherd to the green pasture like Lot. So, Yahweh Afedi Yehuna, sorry. Yahweh Afedi Elijah Biawarino. Because, they see, an Elijah Nisika now, they show my me with fear, with the shape of Yahweh, where to me cry, educate here, be more medical school, Nadiantino, who to me, at the Chichore, I said, and because my worry Elijah. When you educate them, the mystery is that God can use them. Yes, be deep. And still throw you away because you missed him. It was not as if Jesus, he was not going to eat Martha's food, though, because we have learned in scriptures that Jesus sometimes got hungry. They broke bread. Bread breaking was part of their culture, but it was not a primary thing. At some point, they asked him, Jesus, wouldn't you eat? He said, don't worry. My meat is to do the will of he. That is to say that the will of God precedes everything that can bring you gratification. And if you are not careful, gratification, satisfaction, can take you out of the permanent, perfect will of God. Please ask somebody, is this message for you or is for me alone? I mean, just, this thing is just doing me bad. It's doing me bad. What is needful? One. And that one thing is Jesus. It's not an activity. Martha is doing an activity. Mary is not doing a natural activity. One, her focus is Jesus. Sticking with Jesus. Sitting at the feet. Sit at the feet of Jesus. This year, don't let it be by the time. Normally by September, some people have already degassed. What is even these days really surprising me is when people do end of year review of their lives. Watching the list, which is great. Yeah, I set off. I wanted to achieve this. Maybe 30% pen abim. Then they start making a call to the spirit of heaviness. Spirit of heaviness, my feel. I feel dodo. I will ride my feel dodo. Ye won't chere me. Oh, do I mara? Cha da da da. Da da da. So it is a spirit of heaviness. 30 pen abao. 17 idiye. Pariram. She. So, look. I see people who get heavily depressed for goals that they set for themselves at the end of the year. Ufrobi, I also why you depressed, manesi, but saturated. Ususan we losing it. Just doing an assessment of your life. So this year I'm fat. Our year. Amfa. Ejuma. Amfa. Visa. Amfa. Then he starts sinking. I just ask myself, wow. Somebody who came with nothing. Who will go with nothing. You can just treat yourself like. Am I saying that you should not be ambitious? Am I saying that you should not aspire for great things? Am I saying that you should not be somebody who wants to actualize your dreams? No, that's not what we're talking about. But I'm just saying that, boy, some of the things you want to see as an event, they are actually happening as a process or in a continuum. They have started. It's just that it has not shown. So this one that you want to die before the manifestation. Aya basa. A being seen down. Safia Banerie Meteor, women to me, and yet women to me, women to me, women. I feel for no. What is the use of that one? Please, I want to ask you. You couldn't do something yesterday. What is the use of today? Is today not a present? Is it not an opportunity for something else to happen? And some people want to just die because yesterday it didn't go well. Boy. You are encumbered with many things, about many things. He said they are all for nothing. Sit at the feet of Jesus. This year, may you sit at the feet of Jesus. Oh, in all your doings, may you sit at the feet of Jesus. He said, she has decided to sit. Sit. Tell somebody, be stable. Tell somebody, the posture of sitting means that you are stable. You are settled, established. Tell somebody this year, don't oscillate. Don't flip-flop. Don't go up, don't go down. Don't go side. Tell somebody, don't be by heart. I feel this preaching power. Just say, when you're stable, sitting means that you are what? Stable. Before the five loaves and the two fishes were multiplied, Jesus said, boys, you people don't know the way these things work. If it will work, one of the principles is that let the crowd do what? Sit down. Tell somebody, sit. If you are a kingdom of priests and kings, your glory is mostly not in your standing. A king, dear. The throne is there for a reason. This one that you are behaving like Ochiame or Ahinkwa. Every time you are standing, you are walking, you are. We need to kasi 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 kasi. But you have to sit first. Tell somebody, sit, walk, and stand. I feel like I'm preaching this message. You see, when you read Psalm 1, it says that the blessed man is the one who does not sit in the wrong place. Stand in the wrong place or in the wrong thing, and walk in the wrong place or in the wrong thing. Sitting is important. I have to sit to the point where you tell yourself, like in Romans chapter 8, that nothing shall separate me. Kitchen will not separate me. Mary has come to make a case. Martha has come to make a case that I say, you're quite genie. Like the way they tell you. So what sorry is saying? All this prayer. Martha had come to make a case to Jesus that, don't you care that this girl is allowing me to serve alone and move her? Accusation will come, your head will be demanded in your workplace. At some point, they will push that you should lose your position or an opportunity they have given you. Must you change your position at the feet of Jesus? No. But some of us, we have tied it. If the Lord loves me, why did he allow the unbeliever to take my place? What kind of a father is God? Hey. So sit. Tell somebody sit. One more time. Say sit. Sit. And then enjoy the presence. Enjoy what? Yes, he has a nice perfume. How do I know that? When he was small, the gift they brought, frankincense, they inside. Yeah, Jesus never smells. His presence is sweet. His presence is what? Sweet. Very entertaining. More entertaining than kitchen work. Some people wonder, how do we even get happy as Christians? You don't drink. You don't sleep around. You don't watch things you are not supposed to watch. You don't get into things you are not supposed to get into. How do you even, they don't know that the presence of God is very, very, very entertaining and satisfactory. Ubenya. Ubenyampo. And I would demonstrate, Hosanna to the Lord. Onyinaya's praise, to the one who never dies. This is very informative that even the people we call secular and unbelievers, when you see them in churches like Methodists and they raise the hymnal, it just lifts their spirit like that. Yes. Just most of them don't have a Bible, they have a hymn book. Because the presence of God, you know, is so rich that when you are there, that's why Moses could be there for 40 days, 40 nights, and he had no recognition for outside that space. Jesus was there 40 days, 40 nights. He didn't want to. Angels were there entertaining him, ministering to him. May you desire, may you have an appetite for the presence of God this year. That amen is not strong at all. Tell somebody, you don't know what you are missing for running around and not sitting rather in the presence of God. We are missing a lot. Some of the things you are watching, and they are exciting you. If you give 10% of that time to be in the presence of God, you won't watch them again. Too soon, I'm telling you. Presence of God. As you stay there, you feel full. In his presence is what? Fullness. Joy. The wine that came from the presence of Jesus, it was better than the one they served in John chapter 2. Better things. If you stay in the presence, Moses came from the presence of God. He was looking nicer, fresher. When we say fasting, you run. We say do devotion, you run. You will look fresher, nicer. The presence has a way of replenishing you. He says that as we look to him and look at him, Corinthians, he says that we are changed on a daily basis. To the same image from glory to God. Now, unin yami one and one. Opa any person who nyefe, start drinking from the presence of God. Upia obi. Moses by no moon to be winning. When Jesus came, Bible says that everything about him, even his garment was looking whiter than snow. The Bible said God will beautify the meek. He is the master beautician. You are missing life from being away from the presence. Well, this year, the way to kick off your life is to be an addict of his presence. Finally, staying there and making it needful is that you have his voice in your ears. He says that Martha, Mary, sat there. She has chosen a good part. She sat there. Praise the Lord. Please, put that scripture there. Next verse. Is this the last one I read? Yeah. Go to verse 40. But it says that, and Martha was cumbered about serving and came to him and said, Lord, does my sister bid her to come? 41. And Jesus answered and said that, Martha, Martha, thou art careful about many things. 42. Yeah, careful and troubled at the same time. But one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. It's too powerful. Praise the Lord. Can we look at, I'm just looking at 38 or thereabout. There's a verse there. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a next verse, please. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his what? Word. This year, if you are going to be successful, you have to watch the primary voice in your ears. The word of God must be the primary word that's in your ears. Praise the Lord. Jesus says that one is needful. What I'm saying doesn't matter if it's not consistent with God's word. Pastor Francis is not the fountain of wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom of God and the power of God. He alone is our wisdom. I'm not your wisdom. Because there's a corrupted wisdom from a good mouth. Don't make me your wisdom. That's why when the word was preached, the Bereans went and they went through what was preached to be sure that the what was preached, what was uttered, and what was delivered was the same. If you were a Christian, the Lord said that there is the effetism of adie. Yeah, one sound quiet, but I'm fatiguing. Hey, why here? You be preachy. You may be actual. So where your money? Where your money? Where your money? Where? But the question is that effata Christ. Any show with him? Yeah, then show with me. Say. The day that I can take a vodka and be proud to stand in front of the church and show you that, Charlie, this is vodka. I can take Sprite or Coca-Cola and stand here and say, Charlie, me conduct. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I tell Evans, Charlie, Evans, give me some drink. You go and take some fruit juice and put it in some whatever. Do you understand? Or even give me the drink raw like that. And I say, Charlie, drink. The container doesn't matter. Menum. With no shame. Because there's no problem with it. Because effata. But the day that I can take club beer, Guinness, vodka, and be shameless about consuming it in front here, know that something has happened to me. And whatever I cannot do here, I shouldn't even indulge it in my private space. If I can't, I can drink the malt there, I can drink it here. If I can't drink the alcohol there, I shouldn't bring it here. Because we are not only preachers, oh, we are also epistles to the world. Our lives, they are exam. I can't tell somebody that if you are a Christian, God created Adam and Eve, you can marry two. Well, for where? Under the new covenant. Paul is talking and he's saying that, say, the woman will be praying for her husband, even if it's an unbelieving husband. He didn't say husbands. He didn't say husband. And every allusion has been to the fact that your wife, your husband, your own husband, your own wife. Wow! Then we are saying what? Please, if we are Christian, it doesn't matter whether polygamy is righteous or sinful and fatal. And yet, maybe to some people who are hungry, but does it fatal you? Fatal. I am fan your man fra frame. Do you understand? Sometimes when you grow, you say, oh, who's a woman? I mean, oh, good, papa, you and so. And quiny and I'm out to us and sit down the two more days. I'm the numbing in our man. I'm the numbing in our daddy. Unyana, I bet you see. I said that you are really not a dream dream. Because watching us, we're going to come. Oh, to wow, we grab it to be a fool, papa. So, we are going to go to a reprotein in nature. Just for you to grow and realize that no, not knowing your father, Christ, he deserved much more for killing himself to make the family happy. Or we're not going to be complaining. Growth, growth. Jesus just wants Mary to keep herself there and grow. Martha, grow. The Martha, we need that. And we see that Mary even relapsed a little when Lazarus died. Martha met Jesus first, was crying. And when Jesus saw, you know, Jesus said, investment of my woman, Mary. I've been sitting under my feet, rubbing my feet. Drinking from me. Lazarus, a woman, Martha, sinka me bantamanka when we are once walk at the same. Hey, where is your growth? Then Jesus is saying, I'm the resurrection. He said, hey, we know. Hey, intibebri, I'm a king in our auntie. Sometimes when an issue comes and the church leadership, we are dealing with it, and sometimes it's moral issue or blah, blah, blah. Then someone will say, so that is all the preaching you are preaching and all the example you are giving. So are people not hearing me? So who do you name? Who do you name? Your friend of maturity. Your friend is saying maturity. When people are under pressure, sometimes they don't remember. Anyway, one last point. This year, because what is needful must be needful to you. If you are going to be great, you need to follow the blueprint from the Lord. In the first service, I spoke about the fact that First things first means that this, you start the year with your covenant relationship with the Lord. And one of the actions of faith we take when we start the year is to honor the Lord with our substance. Then give him or honor him with the first fruit of our increase. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 and 10. Praise the Lord. Honor the Lord with your substance. One of the things the Bible says that you will honor the Lord with is your first fruit. So we start the year and we say, oh God, I love you. I'm honoring you with my first salary. With my first salary, you know, I want to honor you. It's a covenant position. And then what tenacity at the feet of Jesus, you don't change it. It's not by force. You know, when I was way, way younger, the mandatory nature of it was, I was so thrilled by it. But you see the scripture, it says that Mary has chosen the good part. It is a choice. It is what? And the choice is always the differential between rising and crawling people. Your choice. So first fruit, but start the year, no? I want to give God my first salary. Lord, take it. One farm and umpire will be D. Chopper, you go chopper. So rather give it to him. It says it's honoring him. And when you do that, it says that he will make sure that you have plenty in your barn. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Can you please be on your feet? You have what? Plenty in your barn. Then you will always also have your presses giving you new wine. Say new testimonies. So when you see people prospering as Christians, and yes, Gadro, Debbie. I heard a rich man in this country saying that, Charlie, I don't know about occult. I don't know about it. I'm a co-Pentecost. When I entered the Pentecost church, they preached a message and it formed the foundation of my faith. My faith was Mijitiani tight, you know. That's my faith and I believe in it. So I am always giving the Lord my tithe. So you're called to say tithe. Covenant is the difference. So people will pray and shout, but in Christ, when you receive Christ, there are actions of covenant to take. Receiving Christ, they are heavenly bound. But here on earth, if you are going to see some fruitfulness, you need to take certain actions of faith. One of the foremost actions you would take at the feet of Jesus for blessing is honoring the Lord with the first fruit. Taking my January salary. Father, I give it to you. This is the first month of the year. Take it. I can't eat it. It's for you. Take care of the rest. Then Malachi chapter 3. Verse 9. Check it. Malachi 3, 9. Please, can you give me the scripture? Malachi chapter 3, verse 9. He said, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be what? Meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. Who is talking? If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, if you read the chapters before, and even in Haggai, the Lord starts by saying that these people, they don't honor me. They take one eye animal and bring it to me, but you won't take it to your politician. You won't take it to you. So the whole thing is about honor. It's about what? Honoring the Lord. And he says that one of the ways to honor me is the first fruit, which we have read. Another way to honor the Lord in a more spread way is that don't joke with your tithe as a believer. Upa menye. Upa ye. It's by insight. It's by revelation. By me as your pastor, I will counsel you that from the understanding of God's word, I can't be having a business that I don't have a portion, mandated portion for the Lord. Business partners have share allocated to them based on percentages. True or false? Question I want to ask you is that, is God a partner to your business? Is God a partner to your life? If he is, then let him know what his share is. And he said, when you do this, you are actually by faith proving me. If I will not open the heavens. So some people enjoy open heavens. What do you say? And so the same hairdresser. Let's say baby, we almost want your friend of favor. It's called open heavens. Still. It's not coming out well. Hey! Why? Because he says that you need to prove me. Please, a Christian that is not proving God by faith is going to receive ordinary things. Greater works there, you prove the Lord in a covenant. You open the heavens, pour you out a blessing. And then I'm saying, yeah, pour you out a blessing. How many of you want the blessing? The blessing is not a cow. A yehuhum bia nyamide toswa. Ka na abeba. A juma na abeba. Sika na abeba. Waria na abeba. Are you here at all? Nyankupu enumu nyamni nenim panankasa bede. Abeba. Utuwa unim niya obeye. Sometimes you are confused. Then you see that God himself has just made a way. Kaka 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 na. Afa. A pick it. He is honoring me with this tithe. Let me open the heavens. Let the heavens help their business. Help their visa. Help whatever their health. Help them. Forget about Devara. Talking about entering into a covenant partnership and arrangement with God for this benefit. Until that time, when you rise to this level of revelation, some dimension of blessing is going to be difficult for you to walk in. As a child of God, I will pour you out blessing that there shall not be room enough. Hi, may you have more than enough blessing in Jesus' name. That amen didn't come out at all. I said from today, you have more than enough blessing. There will not be enough room to contain it. How many cars can the compound take? Too much money choke. Choke well. 2026 will choke for you. That amen is not strong at all. Let me talk. God says that he will pour you out a blessing that you will not have room. That means that you go choke. Are you here at all? Me husa Berlin don't care. Amen. Me kancha nyame so nyini free mu ana. He choke. Prove me. Yeah. Baby, Awufi is not the reason why you are suffering. The witches there, they are not part of the equation. Something takes them out. That thing is called God. It's called what? It's called God. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? I want you to thank God for the word that you have heard. Thank God. 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 Father, I thank you. Thank you. Tell the Lord, give me the grace, the revelation, to hold on to my covenant of first fruit and tithing this year. I want to be faithful. I want to be loyal to you. Give me the grace to be able to do that. You have never failed. You are always faithful. Thank you that you are always faithful. And faithful is he who has promised, the same will do. Who has called, the same will do. Paul said, I know whom I have trusted. I know whom I have believed. He has said it and he will keep his word. It's a promise keeping God. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Eko patali ko sitele me kososoi. Ishola graba kapata haya. Ele kwa patisese. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Lift your hands. Say, Father, I receive grace to walk in the covenant, to be stable at your feet, to have your voice, your word in my ears, and to operate in the grace zone of your presence. For an open heavens, touch my heart, open my eyes, to find it easy and joyful to give you, cheerful to give you. I pray, Father, touch me today. Open your mouth and pray. Father, touch me. I don't want to serve you in difficulty. I don't want to struggle to give you. I don't want to struggle to give you. Jesus, Kobaresosea. Thank you, Father. Yenanano. 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 Soma. Can you lift your voice? Nayanzi, Nayanzi, Yabeso. Sing it again, Yananano, 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 Yananano. Sing one ever song like that. That's it. Thank you, Father. Jesus, lift your hands and come on, come on, come on, come on. Shada da da, chika meka. Shela lo, yele, yesu ko. Yeah.
a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.